Well, happy Friday and happy Earth Day. And if you've been on this Earth long enough, you'll recognize this sound. People of a certain age will know that's an old-timey gas pump. And every ding meant another gallon was pumped. 100% pure gasoline complete with lead. Times change, though. The lead is long gone, and E15, a mix of 85% gasoline and 15% ethanol, made mostly from Midwest corn, will be available all summer this year, helping, says the president, with the cost of gas.
E15 is about 10 cents a gallon cheaper than E10.
The companies that make ethanol are hoping it becomes E15 all year with much wider distribution. But why not ditch petroleum altogether? There's a company in Geneva, Illinois, building truck engines that will run on ethanol instead of diesel.
A big rig like the one that's standing next to us here, if you're putting 100,000 miles on it in a year, you're probably saving something like $25,000 a year in fuel costs.
BJ Johnson is co-founder and CEO of Clear Flame Engine Technologies. He was on the National Mall recently during National Agriculture Week, sharing big plans for E100 engines.
Late this summer, that's when we're really going to kind of expand it into commercial fleets, getting it into professional drivers' hands and getting a sense of their experience with it.
BJ and his co-founder, Julie Blumreiter, came up with the idea while at Stanford, and then after years of research there and more at Argonne National Laboratory in Lamont, they think they found the answer. The diesel engine without the diesel fuel. He says the same workhorse engine that powers long-haul trucking and construction, agriculture, and more can work just as well with pure ethanol. And he gives big props to people in ag.
The agriculture community has done such an outstanding job for years leading the way on sustainability, often in a way that goes unnoticed. But now that sustainability is really not just a national, but a global priority, I think this sector is able to stand up and lead and say, hey, we know how to do this. That synergy and what the agriculture community offers is absolutely required in the fight against climate change.
If you want to find out more, go to clearflameengines.com. That's the business of food. Oh, it's a National Jelly Bean Day today. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.